Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now the forecast. There are hundreds of thousands of power outages statewide because of the nor'easter that is slowly moving out of the region. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now with the latest. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
So just how strong were some of those wind gusts this morning?
Yeah, kind of crazy. Situate 87 miles an hour, Dennis 84 miles an hour. We had Edgartown down there in Dukes County on the Vineyard, 94 mile an hour gust of wind. Pretty amazing that occurring around 4:30. And that's one of the reasons why over 400,000 customers without power in our state here this morning.
So what's this about a bomb cyclone? That's what the National Weather Service called it. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so it's a term that's gotten used over the past few years. It's really nothing new to meteorologists. There's a term called bombogenesis, which basically means that a storm intensifies really rapidly. When we think about an intense storm, we think about the pressure, the number of millibars that are measured in a storm dropping. So the stronger the storm, the lower the pressure. It's like a good golf score. And so the pressure got down to 980 millibars, and it fell so quickly that it underwent bombogenesis. So when a storm's pressure drops one millibar per hour for 24 hours or more, then the storm is what we call a bomb, or in this case, a bomb cyclone. The term cyclone, just another name for a low pressure area. You put the two together, you get that word bomb cyclone. It's kind of a fancy word. It gets people excited, but it's nothing really different than any other big storm we've had here in New England.
And how about the rain? Is that winding down?
So we're going to continue with the drizzle, some heavy downpours at times, most of that continuing to be reflected further south as the hours go on. I'd say anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch more rainfall in eastern Massachusetts, much less as you get west of 495, where it's just a couple of showers or a little bit of drizzle. But the winds are going to continue along the coastline for the next several hours.
And after that, how are things looking tonight and for the rest of the week?
So tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, maybe a leftover shower, a little breezy for sure, but not the strong winds. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a glimpse or two of sun, still a little breezy into the 50s. Friday, not much wind at all, mostly cloudy, a little sun. And then some more rain moves in Friday night and Saturday, more showers. I know it's not going to be anything like we saw with this particular storm. And then we should clear out for Halloween. And Halloween evening right now, I'd say most of the kids go out between about 4 and 8 o'clock. Figure temperatures generally falling from around 60 at the beginning of that into the mid-50s by the end of the trick-or-treating for the older kids.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Have a great morning.